The new Democratic majority in the legislature this year promised to put people first, and they say the two-year supplemental budget proposed by House leaders is Exhibit A. A key feature in the spending plan will certainly be the billion-dollar reduction in the massive property tax hikes that were pushed through last year by Senate Republican leaders who have since been relegated to the minority. Those tax bills are just showing up in mailboxes around the state this month, and taxpayers aren't happy. Representative Christine Litton chairs the House Finance Committee, and she says the solution is simple.
This is all about property tax relief for people in our state. Every single property taxpayer in our state will see a reduction. Our caucus is very focused on reducing property taxes this year.
In addition to emergency property tax relief, the Democratic proposal invests almost $500 million in K-12 education, beefs up mental health and college financial aid programs, and strengthens the social safety net. And a final bit of good news for deficit hawks, the House budget balances over the next 4 years and leaves a $1.6 billion nest egg in reserve. In Olympia, I'm Dan Frizzell.